count it life and what you're living. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail at the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but your mind's waking to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Oh, isn't this great? It's the perfect time of the year for a barbecue. This is what you call invigorating.
It's what you call stupid.
Hey, Tony, your buns are frozen.
So are mine.
Hello, hello, I'm home. You all crazy? It's freezing out here. Aww.
Well, don't tell us. Tell Nanook. Come on, let's go back into the igloo.
Oh, whoa, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute. You're going to leave me to finish the barbecue all alone?
Okay.
No problem.
We're here.
We're staying
right here
with you.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Is your mom at home?
Uh-huh.
Well, would you mind going to get her for me? I'm a vice president of Wallace and McQuaid.
That's nothing. My mom's president.
Yeah, I know. Would you just tell her that Jim Peterson is here?
Oh, I've heard of you. Do you really bite people's backs?
Jim, what a pleasant surprise. Sweetheart, why don't you go out and help Tony?
Hmm? Okay.
Cute kid.
Thank you. Well, Jim, what are you doing here?
Well, I was just on my way home, and I thought that you might like to see the market research we did on the Mortensen account.
How thoughtful.
Besides, if I'd sneaked out early like you did, I'd have missed hearing the big news. Well, see ya.
Hold it, Jim.
Yeah?
What big news are we talking about?
Oh, you know. Your friend Grant is leaving, and there's a new chairman of the board coming in.
Grant is leaving?
You didn't know.
Where did you hear this?
I don't think I can tell you that.
Ah, yes, the executive men's room. Who said it?
I don't know. Some guy wearing penny loafers.
Now there's a source.
I get that.
Jim, what you heard was just a washroom rumor. I can assure you that if Grant were leaving, I would be the first person to hear about it.
Angela, it's for you. It's Grant.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi. I don't think we've met. I'm Jim Peterson, vice president.
Tony Maselli, housekeeper.
Housekeeper. Is that what they're calling it these days?
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
No, absolutely not.
Grant is leaving.
Yes, so what's that mean?
Grant appointed me president. Some new board chairman could unappoint me.
Oh. And Jim Peterson came all the way over here just to rub your nose in it, huh?
He bites backs, rubs noses. What a weirdo.
Jonathan, you're so literal.
Well, he's been on my case since I was appointed president, and he wasn't.
Hey, you know, this guy sounds like bad news. Why don't you just throw him out?
Tony, you can't fire a man just because he's ambitious.
Who said anything about firing him? I said throw him out.
Tony, you don't understand. This is business. Jim Peterson is a vice president. Now, he's entitled to some respect, even if he is slime.
Well, I think you can handle this turkey anyway.
I don't know. He's going to do everything he can to get in with this new guy. He's real good at being one of the boys. Drinks scotch, talks sports. He knows all the dirty jokes.
Yeah. Well, I can help you there.
I just wish there was some way I could get to this new guy first.
Hey, why don't you invite him over here for some party or something, you know? Show him what kind of class act you are.
Oh, an official welcome party. I like it. I'll invite all the vice presidents.
Except for that bum Peterson.
Oh, don't know. I have to invite him, too. Well, except he's going to Buffalo for some family thing.
Oh, yeah, when?
Next Sunday. The night of my party.
All right, all right, all right. Come on, let's get this barbecue on the road, huh? All right, hey, hey, look at this. Huh?
Oh, hey.
Who said this ain't a great time of the year for a barbecue? Are you kidding me?
So, Angela, where's this loser you fixed me up with tonight?
Mother, Harold Sternman is not a loser.
Oh, I got it.
His wife just died. He's a very nice man, and he is the best vice president the accounting department has seen in a long time.
Oh, great. So I'm going to have a wonderful evening making small talk with a bereaved accountant.
That's him. Come on. Harold, hi. I'd like you to meet my mother, Mona Robinson.
Well, how do you do?
Getting better all the time, thanks.
Yeah, if you had told me your mother was such a fox, I would not have been so fashionably late.
Oh, speaking of late, I am so sorry about your loss.
Yeah, these things happen. Would you like a drink?
I'd love a drink, Harold. Bar's right over here.
That's going to be them. How do I look?
You look terrific, Angela.
Thanks.
Just like one of the guys. Well, I mean, real presidential, you know.
Hello, you must be the McKennas. Hello, I'm Angela Bauer. Please come in.
How do you do?
Can I take your coat?
Thank you.
Oh, sure. Okay. Oh, this is nice. I hope it doesn't eat much.
It was so nice of you to have this little party for us.
Yes, Angela, very thoughtful.
Well, we wanted you to feel welcome. At Wallace and McQuaid, we like to think of ourselves as one big,
well,
happy
that's
family.
Of very work. Nice. Where is the hooch?
Well, hello again. I'm your happy hooch man, will it be?
White wine and scotch.
And what for the lady?
So I hear you're from Chicago.
That's right. Home of the Bears.
Bears?
The Bears, yeah. You kidding? They look good this year. And Peyton, he's having one hell of a year. At least that's what Angela says.
One hell of a year.
I'll get that. Excuse me.
Would you like to meet the vice president?
Oh, yes.
Well, they're all here except for Jim Peterson. Unfortunately, he couldn't.
Mr. and Mrs. McKenna, what an honor.
Jim, I thought you had something else.
Ah, just my parents' 50th anniversary. I'll catch him next year. Anyway, it's not like I was invited. Hi, Jim Peterson, executive vice president. Mrs. McKenna, it's such a pleasure to meet the woman behind the great man. You know, I've been a fan of yours ever since you did that storm window campaign.
You remember that? That was 12 years ago.
Oh, well, I never forget a great jingle. When the wind's in your face, snow's all over the place, just call Central Storm Window. They're down in the nick. They'll fix you up quick. You'll never be freezing again. When the wind's in your face, snow's all over the place, just call Central Storm Window. C-E-N-T-R-A-L, Storm Window. Legend. Legend.
You know he majored in music.
Let me guess. Princeton?
Remarkable!
just shot in the dark. Say, you wouldn't happen to play handball.
Don't bet on it, Jim. McKenna's the name. Handball's the game.
I'll be darned.
Miss Bauer, can I trouble you for a minute?
Not now, Tony.
I think this is the right time.
Will you excuse me? What's wrong? Is there a problem in the kitchen?
No, but you're blowing it out here.
I beg your pardon.
You're letting this Peterson creep take over.
I can hold my own with him. Thank you very much.
Green Bay's washed up. The team's going to have to rebuild.
What do I say?
You tell him the Jets are looking good. Ryan's threading needles and Ramsey's kicking us to a Super Bowl.
I really don't know that much about the AFC.
The Jets look good. Ryan's threading needles and Ramsey's kicking us straight to the Super Bowl.
You don't say. Well, what do you think about New England?
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
He puts on his glasses, looks around, and says, "Who's next?"
Will it be? Same thing?
Yeah, might as well celebrate. My day is finally dawning. With Angela's free ride leaving the company, I think the board of directors under McKenna are finally going to come to their senses.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean free ride? Angela earned a position.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. I just wonder what she had to do for Grant to earn it.
Hey, you know?
Well, I mean, it's common knowledge.
And you hung that tulip paper in the bathroom yourself.
I did. It's very simple. Actually, what you
lovely get tour. Roll? Now, where is that Peterson fellow?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, a toast.
That's to... it. Let's go. Come on, pal. Let's
wait,
go.
Wait a minute. Come wait on. A minute. Who I am? I am vice president of Wallace and McGregor. Vice president.
To absent friends.
You know, that looked like Jim Peterson getting thrown out of here.
Oh, my God. Tony! Tony, what are you doing?
I'm throwing out the garbage.
How could you do such a thing? Jim! Jim! Jim.
Tony, I demand an explanation.
And I demand an apology.
Yeah, well, you forget about it because you ain't getting one.
I'd like to know what's going on. Jim, you must have said something to this man to get thrown out the door.
Oh, it's just a little disagreement over football.
Angela, that's not true.
Is he calling me a liar?
No. That's not what he meant, is it, Tony?
Who the good one?
Oh. Well, then, you tell us, Tony, what was the disagreement about?
Was about football, just like he said. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Well, I think I'll call it a night. Thank you, Mrs. Bauer, for a very interesting evening.
Lovely wallpaper, really.
Yeah, I'll walk you to the car and tell Tony I can find the door myself.
Well, wait a minute. Robin.
Nice.
Robert. Nice. Ted. Oh, no. Wait. Stay. I have cake.
Oh, give it up, Angela.
Listen, this whole thing will probably blow over.
Yeah, sure. Just chalk it up to experience, Angela. I've given parties that were a flop before. Of course, nothing quite like this.
Thank you, Mother.
Come on, Harold. Let's go catch the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Boy, I've got my garter belt out in the car.
Good night, dear.
Good night. It was a lovely party. Oh, no.
Good night.
You. Oh, hi, Angela. Hey, you want some cake? We got plenty.
How dare you destroy my party and humiliate me in front of McKenna, and all because of some stupid argument over football?
Hey, I wouldn't throw nobody out over a football game.
Basketball? Hmm? Hockey?
Hockey, baby. Hey, but you don't know what he said.
Tell me what he said.
I can't tell you what he said.
Tony, in this entire universe, there is only one person I have ever told you not to throw out, and you go and throw him out.
Yeah, it's some coincidence, huh?
I am pulling rank. This is your employer speaking. I want you to tell me what he said.
All right. He said you're a two-bit tramp. You slept your way to the top, and you do your best work in the sack.
He said that?
Yeah, and then he got nasty.
All right, egg fans. It is now chow time. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
These eggs look yucky. Do I have to eat them?
No. Don't eat them. No. Eat these.
Tricky, isn't it?
Anybody home?
Hey, Moni, what's for breakfast?
No, I don't want breakfast. I want gossip. What happened? Where are you working next week?
Well, it's not that bad, but she was really mad last night.
Well, can you blame her? I mean, you do take football seriously. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm concerned, Tony, your team is my team. Uh-huh. Where is she?
She hasn't come down yet. Hmm? She hasn't come down yet. It's 7:30. She's going to miss her train.
Wow. Jonathan, those eggs look yucky.
Yeah, I'm glad they aren't mine.
Angela,
What?
Father!
Are you all right?
I said go away.
Angela, what are you doing in bed? You're going to be late for work.
I'm not going to work. I'm sick. Oh. My head hurts, my throat hurts, my nose is running, and I want my mother.
Here I am, dear. Here I am. You want me to make you some nice tapioca pudding?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have much fever. Look at that.
Well, I didn't leave it in long enough. I'm burning up. Feel me.
Who, me?
No, don't you have things to do? Like getting the kids off to school and looking for another job?
Oh, come on, Angela.
Oh, don't pay any attention to her. Now, Angela, you know what's wrong with you. You're upset because your party was a flop and you were embarrassed in front of all the vice presidents and you don't want to go in and face them. And who can blame you?
You think this nose is psychosomatic? I got this dumb cold from Tony's Antarctic barbecue.
Come on, Angela. I'm sorry I ruined your party.
You ruined my party. You ruined my career. You ruined my life.
At least you have your health.
Gesundheit.
I'm gonna go.
Hey, Jonathan. Today after school, I'll teach you how to throw a perfect spiral.
Really?
Why?
Because I like you.
Oh, and if you happen to bump into your mom, give her a message for me.
What?
Tell her not to fire my dad.
Hey, you guys ready for school bus?
Yep. No. I have to brush my teeth.
The kids are overtrained, Dad.
Honey, lemon, and garlic.
Yeah.
Who's sick?
Angela, and it's my fault.
What happened?
Last night, some guy gets out of hand at the party, right? So I do what I think is right. I know you're going to find it's hard to believe Sam, but your father screwed up.
Oh, Dad, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. I'm going to tell you the same thing you always tell me.
Yeah, what?
Young lady, you march up there and apologize.
That's a good call. But I did that already, and I don't think apologize is going to help with this Peterson guy.
So maybe you should apologize to him.
Don't you have to brush your teeth, Sam?
Okay, I get it. Just butt out. I'm just a kid around here.
No. Wait a minute. Sit down. I'm listening. I'm just not sure I'm buying. See, let me tell you. This guy Peterson said a lot of creepy things, so why should I apologize to him?
Well, Dad, I really like it here. Let's face it, you're on thin ice.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do it just to save my tail.
But what about Angela's tail?
You're right. You're tough, but you're right. Thanks, Sam. You really helped me straighten this one out.
That's why you pay me the big allowance.
Oh, she's so cute. I love that kid. Let's see. Let's put some garlic in this, yeah?
Here we go, sweetums. This is Tony's homemade cold remedy. Come on. Honey, lemon, garlic.
They kill me! They couldn't embarrass me to death, so he's using Italian voodoo!
Come on now, Angela. Come on. You can't stay underneath there forever,
can't
huh?
Do.
Like I told you on the day you were born. Eventually, kid, you gotta come out. Come on, you gotta come out and face the world, huh? Or at least Jim Peterson.
Mother, do you know what that man said about me?
Well, let Mummy guess. He said you were a two-bit tramp, you slept your way to the top, and you do your best work in the sack.
Who told you that?
Well, unfortunately, that's what a lot of men say about women that are more successful than they are.
He thinks that the only reason I was promoted to president is because Grant and I were, well, you know, friends.
Well, is that true?
No! See, that's what I was afraid of. So we weren't friends. We were just friends until I got the job. And then we were friends. But Peterson's making it sound like we were always friends.
Well, let me ask you something, Angela.
What?
Are you a good president?
I think I am, Mother. I really do.
Well, I know you are, and Grant knows you are. And the entire board of directors agreed with him, and you weren't friends with all of them. Were you? Oh, come on, Angela. Get up. Do you think Lee Iacocca's mom has to tell him to get out of bed? Out!
Mother!
No, get... No, out! Get out of there!
I'll get that, Angela. You just keep sneezing. Hi, Mr. Peterson. Come on in. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on!
I was told Mrs. Bauer wants to see me.
Yeah, well, she does and I do, but I didn't think you'd come over if you knew it was for me, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, well, wait a minute now. Wait, come on. Mr. Peterson, look, I want to apologize.
You do? Well, it won't help.
Look, I know I was wrong, and I had no right to throw you out of here the other day.
Apology not accepted.
Come on, Mr. Peterson, what do you want me to do, huh? Kiss your feet in Macy's windows at 12 noon?
Well...
All right, okay, 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 I'll do it. If it'll help Angela, I'll do it, man, I'll beg.
The hell you will.
Angela, I didn't see you there.
I guess not.
Well, should you be coming down, Angela? You sure you're strong enough?
You bet I'm strong enough. I'm president of this company. If you have any other ideas to the contrary, I'm warning you, I'll give you a fight you'll never forget.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
I knew that double dose of garlic would work.
And you can play handball with McKenna all you like, but I have full authority to hire and fire at my discretion. Do I make myself clear, Mr. Peterson?
Crystally. Anything else?
Yes, Jim, there is. You do good work.
Thank you.
But if I hear one more word of smutty innuendo out of your mouth, your history. Okay?
Okay.
I think Tony can show you the door.
No, that's all right. He should be back.
No,
I remember.
Oh, no, come in. Boy, that guy could really run. Oh, you really told him what for. That was more fun than tossing him.
Yeah, that sure was. Warm up the Batmobile, Robin. I'm going to work.
Oh. Holy garlic breath. Angela, wait a minute. Maybe you should wait another day, and while you're at it, why don't you call me up on the phone? Oh.